Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is John Mullins, and in this show, we're going to talk about Oracle set operators and when they're needed and how to use them. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the comment question boxes provided. Other than that, let's get started. Let's talk about set operators and what they are. All right, now many of you maybe have never heard of a set operator in Oracle because it will highly depend on the design of your application and your tables. Depending on that design, you may not have a need for set operators. Prior to the partitioning option being added in Oracle, a number of versions of Go, set operators were certainly more common before that feature was added. In other words, I might have order information, and rather than putting it in one big table, and which over time accumulates a lot of rows, I might break my orders into multiple tables. Here's my orders for January, here's my orders for February, here's my orders for March, and so on, and put those in separate tables. Because we think about, when we go back and look at order information or similar type of data, how often do we go back and look at orders that are 6 months old? We're primarily looking at the more recent orders that are out there. So by, lowering the number of records in a table, we can achieve better performance that way. So we have other options available to us. So again, like I said, the design of your application will dictate, how often you might need set operators or not. Now, what are some of the set operators available in Oracle? Well, we have union, union all, we have intersect, we have minus. Okay, so we'll talk about what each one of those will do, and then whether or not how to use those and when to use those. So let's talk about union first real quick. So the way we're going to use these set operators, they combine the results from multiple selects into one result set. So I might do one select against the January table, union that with the select from the February table, and what am I end up getting? I get all customers that placed an order in either January or February. Okay, now one of the nice things about having these in separate tables is it gives me some flexibility with these set operators to do a lot of different types of queries. So for example here, like I said, with the union, I'm getting all those customers that placed an order in January or February. If they placed an order in both months, then the behavior of the union is such that he'll only show that customer one time. So what the union will do is it'll go out and do a sort of the result sets that come back, and he'll throw out duplicate values. Okay, and that can be time consuming. If you have any volume of data at all, it will also depend on how well the database administrator has set up your memory area that's used for sorts. And so those things are important there. Now, similar to the union is the union all. Basically does the same thing. Combine the results of two selects or more. It's like I'm not limited to just two selects with these into one big result set. Now the union all does not do a sort, and it does not eliminate duplicate rows. But think about my query here. What if I'm showing customers that entered data or placed an order in January and placed an order in February, and I want to see those that placed an order in either month. But what if I also show the date field as part of my selects? So select customer number, order date, and maybe the order ID. And I do that for each of my selects. Well, remember, table one was January data. Table two was February data. If I'm selecting both of those fields around that union, there's no way any of the records will be duplicates because one is related to one month and one's related to the other month. They don't, cross over. So in that case there, a union all would make more sense. So you need to know your data. When you're looking at your selects on either side of the union or union all, you need to ask, you know, is it possible that these selects could actually return duplicate rows? If it's not, use the union all. You're going to see a nice surprise and the increase in performance. A lot of people aren't aware that the union all is out there. You know, a lot of people will hear about union and intersect, like if they're in math class or logic class, and we're talking about those types of things. So a lot of people are familiar with union and intersect, but union all, not so much. So remember, the only difference there is union all does not do a sort, does not throw out duplicates. Intersect, what if I did a select of my customers for January orders and then did a select on my customers that placed orders in February, and I did an intersect between those two? That would give me back all customers that placed an order in both January and February. Maybe I want to send them a thank you note, an email. If I know that they're placing orders every month, I want to expose them to new specials because I know they're willing and able to spend money. Right? So I could use the intersect to maybe identify that. So you can kind of see, you know, how some of these might come into play in a practical sense in the real world. All right, so intersect returns those rows between those selects that they have in common. And then lastly, we have the minus set option, which is one that a lot of people, again, have not heard of. So again, my query might look something like this. I select all my customers that placed orders in January. Minus, I select all my customers that placed orders in February. And what I get is all the customers that placed orders in January, but not February. And on this one with the minus, it will be important the order by which I do my selects. So if I select from January 1st and February 2nd, that's what I get. Customers that placed orders in January, but not February. If I flip-flop those, I get customers that placed orders in February, but not January. So I go back to the original one with January 1st. So I select my customers that placed orders in January, minus, select my customers that placed orders in February, and it gives me the customers that placed orders in January, but not February. So if I'm a company, it gives me a nice list to try to figure out, well, they placed an order last month, why didn't they place an order this month? What kept them from doing that? Was it the economy? Was it our prices were too high? Was it the products that we're having to offer? Were our specials not very good? Was our website down too often? You know, what caused them not to place an order this month when they did last month? And so we can use these set operators to answer questions like that. But remember, whether you use them or not is really dictated by the design of your system. So we have set operators out there that'll do that. They're available to us. The performance of those set operators is going to be kind of related to how well the sort memory is set up on your system. You know, sorting, you know, should be done in an area called the PGA in Oracle, the process global area or the program global area. And the database administrator has control over that as to how much memory is made available to each process or to each statement there. So they can really make a difference in the performance whenever you're doing sort operations like union or intersect or any other sort operations for that matter too, like order by or distinct. So use the set operators where appropriate. Again, they're going to depend on design of your database and tables as to whether or not you'll have the opportunity to use them. They can be very powerful. They're very easy to use, and they can produce some good results for you in your reports. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box provided. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for John Mullins. If there's a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.